This is Ethics Talk from Virtual Mentor, the American Medical Association's online ethics journal. You're out and about running errands and suddenly you want to know what your blood pressure is. No problem. Or maybe you want a full body CT scan. Easy. Self-diagnosis opportunities pop up everywhere these days as more and more medicine moves away from doctor's offices and clinics and into local drugstores, supermarkets, and malls. Now you can even go online to get information about the genetic makeup you inherited from mom and dad. There are 8 or 9 of these online companies and counting. Some focus on information about your ancestry. Others assess your risk for various diseases, such as type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's disease, cancers, or Alzheimer's disease. All you have to do is request a genetic testing kit and send them a swab of cells from the inside of your cheek or a sample of saliva.
People want to know, as much as possible, am I going to get this disease?
Dr. Emily E. Anderson has a Ph.D. in healthcare ethics and is a project director at the University of Illinois at Chicago Institute for Health Research and Policy.
You know, it's very similar to family history. That's something that you're familiar with. You go to the doctor and the doctor says, given your family history, given the fact that your mother had heart disease, you are at increased risk for heart disease. They're not diagnosing you with heart disease. They're just telling you that compared to the average person, you have a higher chance of getting heart disease over time.
Dr. Anderson says there may be many reasons people use online genetic testing services. Some may suspect they're at risk for specific diseases because of their family histories. Others simply may be very health conscious.
But I also think there's a number of people out there who just might have a general interest in knowing about their genes. There's been a lot of hype about genetics, a lot of hype about the Human Genome Project. And some people might just think, hey, that's cool. I want to know what my genome looks like. I want to know what's in there, who am I like, who am I not like, different things like that, just for kind of scientific curiosity.
Curious about your early ancestors? Some online genetic testing services can give you an in-depth record of where they came from. Want to learn more about your health traits? Then your DNA is analyzed for common variations called SNPs, which stands for single nucleotide polymorphisms.
So once they test your DNA to look for these different SNPs, then they compare your SNPs to information that they have in their large research databases about which SNPs are associated with increased or decreased risk of acquiring certain diseases.
I had never even heard of hemochromatosis. We had no idea that it was in our family.
45-year-old Millie Hunt Drolet, a mother of four, including a set of twins, used an online genetic testing service after her younger brother was diagnosed with hemochromatosis, an inherited condition that causes the body to absorb too much iron from a person's diet and store the excess iron in organs, especially the liver, heart, and pancreas. This can lead to life-threatening conditions such as heart problems and cancer. Millie says she researched an online service she read about and felt certain the results would be accurate and confidential.
I went to their website, was very impressed, and felt very comfortable with them. And that's who I, you know, they were my one and only choice.
Millie requested the genetic testing kit and received a personal phone call to discuss the results of her 41-page report.
I cried. Because I didn't think, honestly, I didn't think what my brother had was truly a genetic disease until I received my results and found out that I had the exact same thing that he does. And because of that, all of my children now inherit one of the genes from me. And we also found out that my father has the disease and he's in treatment. My mother is a carrier and my sister is a carrier.
While Millie used an online genetic testing service to determine her risk for hemochromatosis, 74-year-old Dr. George Hart, a paleobiologist and professor emeritus at Louisiana State University, says he went online not only to learn about his health traits, but also because of his strong academic interest in how genetic traits interact with the environment. Originally from the northeast of England, where Vikings once colonized, he wanted to learn more about his ancestry as well.
That was what I was interested in. So I selected a company that provided general health threat analysis at a moderate price, but also told me something about my ancestry. It was something that I'd been wanting to do for a very long time and finally got around to do it.
Dr. Hart says he was very satisfied with the results of the online service and the interpretation of the results, which showed his ancestry includes Norwegian, Swedish, Finnish, and Northern European roots. And he says his health traits indicate a very good genetic profile.
I am very unlikely to get Parkinson's. I do not have hemochromatosis likelihood. I have a decreased risk of prostate cancer. So a lot of good things I found out. The one negative point is that I have a very slight elevated risk of diabetes 1, although a low risk of diabetes 2. My diet in general is very healthy. So what I've done, I've increased my exercise level. I've cut out raw sugar. And I'm looking into what else I can do, just as a preventative measure.
So, what do their doctors think about their patients going online for genetic testing?
I talked to her and told her that I had the analyses done, and she was quite excited.
Millie, however, had concerns about her insurance coverage, so she waited several weeks before finally sharing the DNA test results with her physician.
He was stunned. He's like, "You did this?" He was like, "This is so cool. I cannot believe you found somebody that could test your DNA." So we ran some blood work, which confirmed that my, you know, disease was active. And he sent me on to a hematologist, and I've been in treatment with my hematologist ever since. I've had to change my diet. I have to make sure that all of my prepackaged foods have only a certain percentage of iron in them. Fruit juices are no longer in my diet because they help with iron absorption.
While the results of online genetic testing can be the basis for important decisions that range from diet and lifestyle changes to losing weight or stopping smoking, technology and entrepreneurship have outpaced regulation. This means testing laboratories and some of the tests themselves are under minimal, if any, regulatory control. Dr. Anderson.
There's all different kinds of tests, and most of them don't have to go through any kind of review the same way a new drug would have to go through before it goes to market.
Dr. Anderson says there are other potential risks in using online DNA testing services. For instance, some people may believe their genetic makeup alone will ultimately determine whether or not they develop a disease.
So for some people, they believe that it's all in the genes. So if they find out their genetic susceptibility, they're going to know whether or not they're going to get a certain disease over time. When in reality, there's a lot of other factors that play into whether or not you develop a disease. And then I think there's the potential for people to take the wrong action. So someone might say, "Oh, I'm a smoker, but my risk of lung cancer is very low, so I'm not going to quit smoking. I have no motivation to quit smoking." Or someone might say, "Oh my gosh, my risk is so high. I'm going to die anyways. What's the point of changing any habits?"
Also, many people may not be emotionally prepared to accept the test results. So Dr. Anderson says it's important to consult your doctor, either before having the test done or to share the results.
Someone might think, I just want to know, especially with something like Alzheimer's or other neurodegenerative diseases. But then when they find out, they might be confused. Someone, it could very easily misinterpret the results without the benefit of a healthcare provider to explain. The other reason is that in addition to needing help with the interpretation of the results, you also might be upset. And no one can ever really predict how they're going to react to something. Some people think, "Oh, information is power. The more I know, the better. I just want to know." And then they may find that once they know, they become very fatalistic.
Millie says people should make sure they have the support they may need when they receive their test results.
I would make sure that if you're going to do online genetic testing, number one, you're mentally prepared for the results, positive or negative. That's the biggest thing. You've got to have a good support team with you, your family, your friends. Also, do some research. You know, Google the company that you're looking at. See if you can find any reviews, you know, whether or not they are true to their word, where they, you know, they really talk to you. It not just send you the report through the internet, not just by opening up an email and going, "Oh, guess what? You've got this."
Dr. Hart says the online service he used gave him the option of knowing whether or not he was at an increased risk for Parkinson's disease.
They put up a little pile there that says, "We're not doing this because you may not want to know, but if you want to know, click on this button." And I clicked on my button because I'm one of these people who do want to know things. And I found out, of course, that I'm very unlikely to get Parkinson's. So, but if you are timid about knowing the results of analysis or knowing if you're likely to get Parkinson's or cancer, something like this, you really have to think very hard about doing this analysis. But to be quite honest, I think the general results that I got far outweigh the couple of negative results I got.
My advice to people who are thinking about purchasing a genetic test online would be to proceed with caution and discuss the possibility of getting the test with your physician, because he or she may be able to provide you with some answers without you getting the test. And that information that's gained from clinical examination and other tests that are available in a clinical setting is going to be more useful and more actionable, because the information that you get from these tests you order over the internet are not going to give you a clear answer of what you should do with the results. And that's really where talking to a doctor comes in.
Both Millie and Dr. Hart say they plan to have further DNA analysis.
I intend to do this fairly soon to get a much greater in-depth indication of what and who my ancestors were.
Not knowing that I had this or this ran in our family makes me wonder what else is hiding in there.
Join us next time for Ethics Talk from Virtual Mentor, the American Medical Association's online ethics journal.